Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today here on this Hump Day Wednesday, April 8th edition. President Trump-backed Republican candidate Fuller won the special runoff election last night in Georgia to replace Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. The seat will remain in Republican control. Fuller, very much a staunch supporter of President Trump, well, he won the race. Very, very interesting race. The Democrats had put up a veteran who was coming across trying to present himself as being middle-of-the-road Democrat, stating that if he got elected to go to Washington to be a congressman, the Republicans and the Democrats would not know for sure which way he was going to vote on bills. He did not want to be seen as a far left leaning progressive. But it didn't matter. In the end, Donald Trump's endorsed candidate won the election. Kind of interesting. Now, politics is still playing a role in Senator Jim Runstad's life, even though he is the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. He's still voting in the state Senate. Right now in Michigan, inmates who are sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole must be, for at least 4 years, a supervised parolee if their release is approved. Well, a bill by State Senator Paul Wojnow, Democrat from Warren, would remove the four-year minimum that the Michigan Parole Board must currently follow. Current law requires hate that when you cough when you're trying to read a story. Current law requires parolees to be supervised for a period of not less than 4 years. And this legislation takes a more realistic approach to parole supervision by modifying the mandatory minimum. Senator Wojnow said research and evidence has proven that an individual who may be prone to relapsing or violating parole requirements is going to do so in the first year. Okay, in the first year. But your bill, Senator, eliminates all 4 years. He does not have to be supervised when he gets out of prison at all. Well, Wojnow presented Senate Bill 737 to the Senate Civil Rights, Judiciary, and Public Safety Committee on March 19th, ahead of the Senate leaving Lansing for spring recess, the committee voted Senate Bill 737 to be sent to the floor on March 25th. and was opposed by the panel's only two Republican members, Senator Jim Runstead and Senator Ruth Johnson. According to a recidivism study published in the National Library of Medicine, which reviewed, which reviewed more than 4.8 million folks under community supervision nationally in 2023. Parole failures accounted for 35% of all prison admissions in the United States. Two-thirds of them were rearrested within 3 years following their release, which with most rearrests taking place in the very first 6 months. However, Wojnarowski said that the required four-year minimum uses scarce and valuable resources that could be better allocated towards more immediate and pressing concerns within the Michigan Department of Corrections. Senator Wojnarowski said, "Let me emphasize that my bill does not remove the authority of the parole board to review each case and determine each individual's eligibility for parole." Well, the bill itself was backed by the Michigan Department of Corrections. Speaking in favor and support of the bill was Kyle Kaminsky, the MDOC's legislative liaison. Bottom line, folks, life sentences with the possibility of parole include wide variety of drug-related crimes, second-degree murder, and certain criminal sexual conduct crimes. This in no way increases the likelihood that one of those cases would receive automatic parole. It does not grant eligibility for parole to anybody who does not already have it as an option. It does not accelerate the eligibility for parole. It just reduces the supervision once they're released back into the general population. Well, let's get into the rest of this story, political connections. Democrat Party Chair Curtis Hertel, who was term limited out of the Senate, immediately attacked Republican Chair Jim Runstead for his vote on this bill, coming out with a statement that it's very obvious that Republicans are against giving prisoners a second chance. If you want to elect officials that do believe in redemption, you need to vote for Democrats instead of Republicans this fall. Making Senator Runstead's vote political. This is absolutely amazing. So Runstead, for the rest of this year, up until the November election, is going to have to be careful on how he votes in the state Senate. That's basically what you're saying, Curtis. Sorry. This does not have anything to do with Republicans in general. Do Jim Runstad's votes in the state Senate have nothing to do with the Republican Party and other Republicans. They are his own vote, pure and simple. So, kind of interesting political spin on a bill that's being voted on in the state Senate. I got some real short ones here called Bits and Tidbits. Mackinac Policy Conference. It's going to take place on Mackinac Island the last week of May. Has added three politicians to the panel. Former U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, who's going to run for president in 2028, I'm sure. Former New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu and former Democrat Montana Senator, U.S. Senator John Tester, have all been confirmed for different panels at the Mackinac Policy Conference the last week of May. Sununu, a Republican, and Tester, a Democrat, will be on a panel together to talk about political division and then insights on how to bridge that divide. Buttigieg is scheduled to give a talk regarding the conference's theme this year, A Quest for Common Ground. Very, very, very interesting. You can almost guarantee that this is going to be the theme heading into 2028. Common ground. Yeah, well, sorry. Common ground is only because you Democrats are losing. We're going to find out on May 5th. Oh, yeah. Just 3 weeks from this coming Tuesday, the 35th State Senate District race. Going to be very, very, very interesting. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, The Good Words Book by Rick Randall.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, Tom and Karen Curtis over at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey has a collection of some vintage Winchester rifles. If you'd like the list and their contact information, just text me, Tom. And I'll send you the list of firearms. Some of them may have sold already today's show. You can give them a call, see what they have left, what the prices are, and then drive over and visit with them at his gun shop. Nice little gun shop right there on Pickler Lake Road in Petoskey. So again, if you like the list, some of them from the 1800s, phenomenal collection. Text me, 231-360-5140, the word Tom, T-O-M, and I'll send you the list and their phone numbers, address as well. Just got one from Joe in Wolverine. So here it comes. I'm going to send it to you right now. It is going to be the phone number as well as their address. Final wrap-up on this District 14 Congress runoff. Trump candidate Clayton Fuller won 56% of the vote, 72,304 to 44% against the Democrat. 12-point win in the 14th Congressional District of Georgia. This, of course, was due to Marjorie Taylor Greene resigning her seat. Had a little tiff going with President Trump, and she said, you know what? I'm done with politics. I'm done with Washington. I'm going to go home and take care of my family. Well, Republicans keep the seat. Now, here's a very interesting point to make. This election last night took place during the Iran war. Oil prices up, gas prices up, and the people still voted for the Republican 56 to 44%. So the Democrats' talking point that this is going to be a bellwether election showing what's going to come in November, I don't believe it. I don't believe Jason Tunney is going to lose on May 5th in the 35th State Senate District, even though being outspent almost 3-1 and with PAC money coming into this race. sorry, just not buying it. So we'll wait and see. Absolutely wait and see. But again, if you know anybody that lives in the 35th State Senate District, Midland, Bay, Saginaw counties, you've got to get a hold of them and tell them they got to get out to vote on May 5th. This is a critical election, going to control the majority in Lansing for the rest of this year. If the Democrat wins, they'll go back to their 2018 majority, two seats. If the Republican Jason Tunney wins, it goes to 1919. We're going to have gridlock for the rest of this year. And that, in my opinion, would be a great thing for the people of the state of Michigan. The budget would have to be bipartisan in the Senate. All 19 Republicans and all 19 Democrats would have to agree on the spending. We already control the House. Matt Hall, Speaker, all the great Republicans we've got working together to reduce the budget, reduce the spending, to rein in these stupid programs that do nothing for our communities, do nothing to help people in our state, just serves their special interests, little pet projects. Well, guess what? All that stops if Jason Tunney wins on May 5th. It's critical we make calls into that district. So, very, very critical that you get out the vote in the 35th State Senate District. Real quick, again, we've got four Saturdays in July. July 4th, July the 11th, July the 18th, and July the 25th. We've got events every one of those weekends. We are going to party up until July 25th, which is just basically 10 days before the August 4th primary. We need a break. We need some fun. We need to get together. We need to party. July 4th, fireworks, and July 25th, fireworks at Liberty Mountain, USA, in Clare County, Michigan, Farwell. It's going to be a party both of those days. Mark Farner's American Band on July 4th. Ted Nugent doing a fundraiser for the Republicans. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. do it today.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.